You living or you surviving?
Both.
Explain.
You know, surviving every day. Everything I thought at you, but yeah, you're living. You gotta live life.
It's a fact. It's a fact. I respect that. Respect that.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back, man. Let's take them back. Before the age of nine, I'm sorry, before rap at the age of nine, what did you want to be?
A rapper.
Where did that stem from? Who was it? Somebody in the household? What was it?
Nah, it was 50 Cent.
Gotcha. Come on.
It was 50 Cent. He would, boy, his story, he got shot 9 times. And it's the personality he had, it displayed.
Gotcha. That's real.
It was okay, he get to be himself.
That's real. Yeah. And as a kid, and we're gonna get into all that too. And I think I see the similarity too as well.
Yeah.
Let's take him back before that, before nine. You're from Africa.
Yeah.
From where? Exactly.
Cameroon.
Come on, man. Come on. That's what's up, bro. Definitely, man.
Yeah.
You know, I did my research, man. So you made your way to America at the age of 3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So explain about how that was, that transition. Take them back even further.
So I don't really remember much, but I know that my parents, they won some type of lottery.
Gotcha.
In which you get visas.
Gotcha.
So we flew all out here.
Wow.
Had some family out here that helped us out. And then we originally stayed in Nebraska for like a couple of years.
Gotcha.
I was young.
Okay.
And then we moved down here to Georgia.
That's what's up.
Atlanta. Yeah.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Come on, man. Yeah. Definitely, yes, sir. That's what's up, man. So growing up, you grew up on the north side.
Yeah, growing up on the north side, man.
That's what's up. Definitely. Okay, what was it like growing up? Yeah, you already know it. Shout out to the north side. What was it like growing up on the north side?
Man, it was fun, man. Like, what's up? Everybody outside growing up.
Come on, bro.
It ain't the same no more.
Bro, it ain't. Come on, bro. Like, what's going on out here?
It ain't
here?
The same
that's
no
a
more.
Fact,
like,
bro.
Everybody's outside growing up. Like, that's everybody right. Trying to have fun. Everybody trying to go parties.
That's it.
Turn up, make some money.
That's
like,
right.
Now everybody inside.
Come on, bro. That's a
on
fact.
On social media.
That's a fact, bro. It's a difference, bro. Growing up, did you have any siblings?
I got 4.
Gotcha. Okay. Where do you fall?
I'm the 4th.
Gotcha. Okay.
5.
You're the 4 out of 5. Gotcha. Yeah. And older brothers or sisters?
One little brother.
Gotcha.
Two older sisters.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Dope, man. So what was it like growing up with that big family, man? Right.
Me and my sisters bumping heads.
Gotcha.
Really just one of them, because she like me.
Right.
Like, she like me.
Right.
It was good. My big brother, he took most of the responsibility.
Gotcha.
When it came to like watching us when my parents were working.
Right, for sure.
Like, so.
And how much older was he than you?
He 9 years older than me.
Gotcha. So he was. Yeah. He was big brother, little dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real.
He was 12 when we came out here. So.
Gotcha. That's dope, man. Dope, yeah, man. So you played basketball growing up.
Yeah, I taught myself.
Come on, that's what's up,
yeah,
bro. That's what's up, man. You left or right-handed?
Really, both.
Really? Ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Bro, that's how I am, for sure.
Yeah,
that's
real.
That's real, bro. Dope.
I taught myself how to be, like, because once I got good, people were like, okay, forcing left, and I was struggling on left. So I'm like, damn, I got to get this better.
That's a fact. That's real. That's real. Definitely, bro. What's up, man? Fill this in for your fans, man. In high school, I was known as a kid that...
In high school, I was known as a kid that was a class clown.
Gotcha.
Yeah, funny dude.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Gotcha.
Good at everything.
For sure.
From I was getting Division I offers and letters and
gotcha.
Track.
Gotcha. Come on, man. That's dope.
Not even like track. I was just.
Yeah,
you know what
just,
like,
getting them letters.
I was getting them letters.
Gotcha.
I'm like,
that's
Stanford.
Dope.
I ain't going there. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? Like,
wow, bro.
Like,
wow.
I was a good dude. Everybody loved me.
Gotcha. That's dope.
I ain't had a problem with nobody.
That's dope, bro.
Nobody had a problem with
that's
me.
Real. That's dope. That's dope,
yeah,
man. All right, for sure, man. You what was your first job?
My first job working with somebody, my first job.
What's your first job? Like, mine was Stockbridge right down the street. Stockbridge McDonald's.
My first
15
job,
years old.
I was cutting grass. And
gotcha, for sure. That's the hustle.
I was walking door to door.
Come on, bro. Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
That's the hustle.
You can't deny a little that's kid knocking at your door trying to catch your grass now.
That's a fact,
give me $20, give me some.
I do the backyard too.
Yeah, fact. For real.
That's
I do
fact,
backyard
bro.
40.
That's real. Like, that's real. That's what's up, man. So after high school, man, what was that transition like, man? You mentioned, you know, getting letters from top colleges and all that. What took place after that?
It's because, like, after that, I went overseas.
Gotcha.
I went to college. Went to a couple different schools.
Gotcha.
Went overseas, played basketball.
For sure.
Came back.
That's crazy.
And really, basketball my way out. So
I was about to say, definitely, man.
Yeah.
And you said, we spoke off camera. You said you as a young kid, leaving and going to Bosnia?
Yeah.
Bro. I know your whole outlook on life is completely different these days, bro.
Man, what? Like,
come on, man. Come on.
I'm from a third world country, so.
Come on.
But I ain't never seen.
Bro.
You feel me? I ain't never seen.
Bro.
Like, damn, like, we blessed.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Bro, you
like,
saying something, man.
Different. Like, the place where I lived in Bosnia, I guess they went through World War, some type of war, or
gotcha.
War where. The bombs was dropped in
gotcha.
Like some of the places where like they still not fixed.
Gotcha.
Like, just, I'm like, how
yeah.
long ago was that?
And nobody came and nothing. No type of
no government assistance,
wow.
no we finna patch this up. The people just still live, they still make it look beautiful.
Gotcha. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What does that do for your mindset? You know, even at that age, 18, 19, 20, man, what does that do for you when you're there and even when you come back?
It just humbled me, man.
Just bright, bro. Like, almost like, man, what y'all over here in the States complaining about, man?
Like,
that's real.
I've been knowing, like, okay, I got family back at home that we still, our family still send money to, still take
gotcha.
Care of.
Gotcha.
And stuff like that. Like, I understood, like, the other side of this reality.
Gotcha.
Because that's what we live in. We live in this reality.
This reality.
That's a different reality.
That's a fact.
You
and that brings me, let's get into the music, man. This is why your music is like this.
Yeah.
This is why your music is heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
This is why even your production you choose has a story behind it, as well as you delivering a story in everything you speak on.
Oh yeah.
You've seen some things, not even we ain't talking about just Bosnia, just your story alone.
Yeah.
Let's speak on the music, man. Like what inspired you to start rapping?
See, I ain't never wanted to rap. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I wanted to rap, but when I got older, I was like, man, I don't want to do that. Cause I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
This ain't real. But
gotcha.
When I realized when I got older, I'm like, this is an outlet. You know what I'm saying? It's an outlet to be artistic.
Bro.
This is an outlet to paint a picture that
that's right.
people never seen before.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I started rapping right before I went to overseas.
Gotcha, for sure.
I started making music then. And then when I came back, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this no more. Like,
gotcha.
I want to do this.
So you knew you was... This is what you was born to do.
Yeah.
God even blessed you with that gift as well.
Yeah.
But you knew, like, everything was going back to the music.
It came
like,
right back.
It just,
I wasn't even trying.
Gotcha.
Like,
man.
It came right
that's
back.
That's hard. That's hard. That's real, bro.
Yeah.
That's real. Definitely, man. Let's get into the name.
Yeah.
Ghost. Where did that derive from?
See, most people be asking me, like, hey, man, you think you Ghost from Power?
Gotcha.
I'm
no.
like, nah,
before
bro.
Ghost, I was here before.
I'm like, I was here before
that's
that.
Bad.
That.
That's real.
So when I be looking at Ghost, I be like, okay, like, how I look at myself, bro, as who we are.
Gotcha.
As minorities in
gotcha.
This country,
ooh,
we look upon
bro.
As ghosts. You feel me? We look upon as ghosts. So I'm like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You may not know I'm right next to you, but I'm right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a powerful name, bro.
Yeah.
That's a bar in itself,
yeah.
bro. Wow.
I'm telling you.
That and I'm going back to Cameroon too.
Yeah.
Even the black statement we have on ourselves, man, just as black men, you know, in this, does that even further how you feel being a native of Africa, coming to this land, and even, you know, even though you were younger, but just seeing how this is transforming today.
Man, the police have messed with me my whole life. My whole life. To this day, they mess with me. And they know they wrong. Not only for what they do to me, but what they do to everybody else.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that you got to have money to defend yourself in this country. You don't have the money, you're going to plea out.
Wow.
You gonna take a deal, trying to get back to your regular life, but your life not regular no more.
Wow.
Your life
it'll never
life.
Be the. It'll never be the same. Wow.
Ever.
What does the extra two T's on Ghost represent?
You seen the movie when I don't know, it's not a movie, but you seen when they say Christ was hung on the cross,
right?
And he had two other people hung with him.
Wow, how symbolic! How symbolic is that, bro? You bro, hey, I'm saying it right now. We coming back for part two. We coming back for part two.
I'm telling you,
you saying
man.
Something, bro? Like even the symbolic of ghost.
I'm telling you,
bro. Like just even that, and wow, bro.
It's crazy. God opened doors for me, man. I got at 16. I got my homies in heaven tattooed on my chest. Just because my mom used to always preach that over me. She used to always pray that. She very prayerful. She used to always pray over me and say that same thing.
Wow.
I never understood that I got older.
Man. Wow, bro.
It's crazy.
Man, so you already spoke on you being, you know, this is something you just born to do. You knew that's what you were. Your message. You just feel like you have that message that has to get out, can't return void. You know, like you said, bro, like, you know, didn't say necessarily therapy, but no, man, like, this is what I do. This is our release, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're, you know, I have a message to get out, and I'm going to make sure it gets out, and you staying on that.
Ain't nothing stopping it.
Come on, bro.
Ain't nothing stopping it.
Respect, bro.
They can't even stop it.
I respect that, bro. I respect that, man. That's what's up. Let me ask you about the music, man. How important is it to be known? To not be known, you know, like with your music, to be known for the clout chasing, the antics, the trying to go viral. Why is that important in your journey?
Because once I get that platform, that's what I'm looking for. When I get that platform and I start dropping these gems,
come on.
If I'm doing clout chasing stuff, then people ain't never really gonna take me seriously.
Wow.
So
I hope y'all heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope y'all, all the artists watching too, I hope y'all heard that.
Yeah, really. Cause like, man,
go ahead, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks out here who straight be clout chasing.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I know they be clout chasing,
that's
but
a
like,
fact, bro.
I'm like, man, like, what you doing it for? Like, that's the purpose. Like, what you doing it for? You know what I'm saying? You want to be known as a actor, a joke? You know what I'm saying? Or you want people to take you seriously?
And some of them do, sadly.
Yeah.
In and out, microwave.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Ghost is here to stay, bro. Let's go.
Ghost ain't going nowhere.
Let's go. For sure, bro. Let's talk your track title, Be Wholesome. Come on, man. What are you talking about, man?
Be Wholesome, man. Go check that
come
out
on,
right
bro.
Now, man.
Bro, you had
go
a very
right
interesting. Come on. Please go check that on YouTube, man. You had an interesting, dope bar. One of the bars I'll never forget. Bro, you said, broke niggas love to cause commotion.
Facts.
Bro, let the beat breathe.
Facts.
Let the beat breathe. Let the beat breathe, bro. Bro, broke niggas love to cause commotion? Bro, I know exactly what, bro. Can you elaborate for your fans, for your fellow artists, what you're saying, what you mean by that?
Man, if you got some real money, if you got some real plans, even you don't have to have no real money, because broke is a mindset.
Bro.
Bar. You know what I'm saying? If you got some real plans, if you got a way where you're trying to really go, you're not finna cause a problem that don't need to be caused.
Bro,
because you're trying to chase what you're chasing. You feel me?
Bro, that's a fact.
That's why I made that song, like, what you doing this for?
Gotcha.
You feel me? And right after that, I said, real ghost niggas, some say I so wholesome.
Come on, bro. It's real.
Be wholesome, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Handle your business. Do what you gotta do.
And that whole song, bro, you speaking on something. Number one, you're speaking real facts from life.
From life, man. It's
they
like,
fabricated. Nothing in there fabricated.
Most artists make music and try to live up to that music.
Wow.
You feel me?
Don't do that, man. Don't say that. You about to hurt somebody's feelings.
I make music. You feel me? Paint a picture not only of my reality, but maybe your reality.
Wow.
And maybe it's reality.
You saying something.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
saying
it's crazy. You just gotta be wholesome, man.
That's real.
You just gotta be wholesome.
Bro. Gotta be wholesome, bro. I respect that, bro. Is that Be Wholesome? It just sounds like a title of an album that you or EP you're gonna be putting out or something.
Oh yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. You gotta hear the second response.
You see it. Hey.
You gotta hear. Hey. That's what's up. That's dope.
That gonna be a little single I'm put. I already talked to my man. Shout out CEO Reek, man.
Man, for sure in the building, man. You already know what it is.
Man, I talked to my manager about that. I said, look, we're gonna have to shoot a video to this soon, like the official video. That was just a video I shot because, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't really move around like that. So yeah.
Speaking of finances, man, you got a track so smooth on the internet right now, man. Big Racks. Come on, bro. It was just, bro.
Nah, for
that
real.
Whole vibe, bro, was like.
I'm telling you, like.
Bro,
that's my vibe,
that was
too.
A vibe.
That's my little, you come bro, around me, that's my vibe. Like,
bro, that's the type of jump, bro. You just.
You chill, you gotta go, but you,
bro, you just, man, come on, bro. That song, a whole vibe, bro.
Make you want to pop a little, yeah.
Come on, y'all.
You
feel please me? Go check that out, y'all. Ghost. Big Racks, man. Please go check that out on YouTube
out of
for sure.
All platforms, man. On YouTube right now, go crazy.
Man, what's going on, man? What talk to the fans, man, about 2024 and everything you have envisioned as an artist, entrepreneur, everything y'all got going on, man.
So, 2024, I got a lot going on.
Gotcha. Come on.
So, like, first of all, music, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Get to the music.
Gotcha.
I got to get to a spot where I feel comfortable, where
right?
I could,
for
where
sure.
I feel like my freedom is in jeopardy to drop music.
Because
you know how it is nowadays. You can't, you can't even be artistic. So,
understand that.
Business wise, we pushing my boy over here. CEO Reek, Wolfpack Studios. We trying to get
Wolfpack
that.
Studios.
We trying to get that. Yes. That book 24/7.
Come on. What side of town is that on? Wolfpack.
Eastside.
Eastside. Y'all, please
Memorial
go
Drive.
In. Memorial Drive. Wolfpack Studios. Crazy studio. Y'all, please go check that out.
Crazy.
Please go check that out for sure, man. Definitely, man. Engineers, everybody going crazy on it. Please go check it out.
We pushing the label, man.
For sure.
We pushing
that's
the label.
What's up.
BAM, man. We trying to go crazy. NDO Productions, man. We go crazy.
That's what's up.
So we really trying to take this. We really live this life.
Come on.
We are already professionals.
That's right.
In what we do.
I see the way y'all move,
you know,
too, bro.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Everybody don't move like that. That's a fact.
The difference is what people understand is if you're gonna do what you're gonna do, you're like, oh, I'm not a professional. Yeah, whatever you is. Only difference in this music things is quote unquote professionals aren't paying for it out their pocket.
That's a fact.
They got a
label
paying for it.
Front and everything. That's
right.
You know what
I'm saying?
That's right.
We're professionals. We just waiting for the right opportunity, right check to come say, okay, y'all can be a part of what we got going on.
And we're doing it at this level.
Ain't
gonna be none of this. Ain't gonna be none of that. We ain't doing that.
Ain't going for that.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Man, what drives you? Ghost, what drives you?
I wanna be great.
Come on, man.
God drives me.
I love that.
I'm a child of God. Like,
come on,
man.
The answer could get no better than that.
I
respect that.
God drives me.
Come on,
me
bro.
Seeing you want to be great drives me. Me
come
seeing
on,
him want to be great drives me.
It's real, bro. That's
because
real.
I know when I invest that energy in the people around me, they
that's
throw
right.
right back
bro,
at
that's
me.
That's a fact.
You feel
that's
me? That drives me.
Come on, man.
I want to make sure no one can ever say, oh, you needed me.
That's real.
Even if I needed you.
Bar.
You feel me?
Bar.
You feel me? Even if I
hold
need
my
you.
Own weight. That's
yeah.
real. I respect
if I
that.
Need you, if I really need you, I may not really need you.
Gotcha.
I may allow you to be a crutch for me.
That's real.
Because you want to help me.
Gotcha.
And you can help me.
That's right.
But no one really needs anybody.
Come on, man. That's
no one
real. I respect that. I respect that, bro. I respect that. Man, you are a father.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let's speak on the babies, man.
Yeah,
how many kids
sir.
You have, man?
Man, I got four.
That's what's up, bro. I have five, bro. I'm right with you. You already know it.
I got one
more.
Come on,
bro. Come on, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Come on, Ghost. Come on, bro. You ain't playing with these folks. Yes.
I got the first girl on the
come
way.
Come on, bro. Congrats, bro. Congrats. Yeah. That's dope, bro. That's dope, man.
Yeah.
So even speaking on that, man, what drives you, bro? I know that takes it to a whole nother. And you started at the man above. You started at God.
I'm telling you.
Bro, starting down, man. Like, so what has fatherhood taught you, you know, in this industry, everything as a man, you know, like just moving, how you move, everything. What has fatherhood taught you?
Fatherhood taught me. They watch it even when you don't
bro,
know they watch. Like
that's a fact. That's a fact.
Like my kids,
bro,
they
that's a fact.
They especially my youngest. Like if I do anything,
come on.
If I walk around, fake like I'm punching something, I look down, he over there.
Just like that, bro.
Same thing. I'm like, dang.
And also saying he could punch better than you.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, dang, bro.
Come
like,
on, bro. That's right.
Yeah, they always watch it, so you always got to, I got to say, check yourself.
That's right. That's a
check
fact.
Yourself.
Come on, bro.
Because you don't want your flaws to be your downfall.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got flaws, but you don't want your flaws to be your downfall.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Man, dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself? In the last 360, matter of fact, let's just say now we can say in 2023, what's something you learned about yourself from January to December 2023?
That's a good one. One thing I learned is patience.
Patience. That's real. That's real.
Patience.
That's real. In 2023, January to December, what's something you learned about those around you?
A lot of them ain't like me.
You said a lot of them
ain't like me.
Ain't like you.
Yeah. A lot of them ain't like me.
Even you speaking on what drives you, that is different, bro.
That's different. You feel
That's
me?
That's a fact, bro.
Because
that's a fact. That's a fact.
You gonna weed the people who ain't at you at your circle. Right. You gonna be
That's
like,
so
yeah,
true,
you gotta
man.
Go.
So true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
That's
not getting
so
nothing back from you.
Wow.
And I ain't talking about no nothing tangible, no money.
Right,
I'm
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about.
There you go.
I'm talking about that mind.
That's
like,
the real currency.
I ain't getting that back from you.
That's a fact. That's real, bro. Man, for your fans, after a concert or show, you know, when your head hits the pillow, see, my goal is to always speak like I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Speak like what the fans would want to hear.
Yeah.
How do you feel after a concert or a show, when your head hits the pillow, how do you feel after a concert or show?
I don't know. I be tired.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a real feeling, fans. That was a real feeling. Yeah, that's real. That's real,
yeah.
man. That's me tired. Like,
because,
but
like,
you, because you doing, you giving them a show.
Yeah.
That's real, bro.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
You got to go out there. We got to perform.
It,
you
for
got,
sure.
You got to these folks saying, hey.
That's right. Come on.
Hey, bro, you see Ghost last night? I'm for the combat. Watch that. You know
hard.
What I'm saying?
Like, that's real. That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's what's up, man. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Man, fill in the blank for your fans. The older I get, the less I.
The older I get, the less I want to deal with people.
Bro, that's. Bro, you
saying the less I want to deal with people.
Just like, okay. Like, okay. Get out of here with that.
At all, like,
that's real,
when,
though.
When stuff and
Come
take
on.
Off for real, I don't even want to manage my Instagram.
Bro,
like,
but that's.
For real. Like,
I was going to ask you that, bro. Like,
I don't want to deal with you.
Bro, I ask that often too, bro. Like, are you gonna be the type of artist, like, man, when it's all said and done, it's like, you know, in a sense, in the next 5 or 10 years, you may see 2-3 interviews from me. The next 10 to 15, you may see one.
Yeah.
You know, like,
nah.
I'm just speaking through the mute, or like,
yeah,
how do you,
so look,
just like,
I always be. I want most people say you'll never be able to see me, but I'll make time or make opportunities for me to be seen and be heard because.
Gotcha.
Not being able to sing, you're not going to really make the change you may want to change or,
gotcha.
Or put the footprint you want to put
gotcha.
Put down. But when it comes to have interviews about, if I'm having an interview, probably going to be about no music.
Gotcha.
You just, know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
right, bro.
Yeah,
right.
Probably, hey, donate my foundation. This
That's
is not.
Real.
Oh, come, we flipping homes. Come to this, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Come to this meeting and learn how to flip homes.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Just different little things. The
That's
music
dope.
Gonna speak for itself.
That's dope.
You know
I
what
respect
saying?
That. That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. I respect that. Respect that. Man, as an artist, in this current climate, do you still feel it's about the art?
No. No. No.
It ain't, is it, bro?
No. I was having a talk with someone the other day. I'm like, people only make songs for, like, back in the day, people used to make songs for,
Come
you know
on,
what I'm saying,
bro.
Feel good. You to dance too, like at the barbecue. People
That's
don't make songs for like that no more.
That's
people make songs for TikTok.
That's a fact.
Instagram. A twerking song. Like the songs be having one song right now. Or one area they can really sell it at.
What is Ghost? What are you gonna bring to that to help, you know?
I'm bringing that vibe.
Come on.
I can listen to you while driving in a car.
Come on, man. That's a fact.
Road trip.
That's
I'm
a fact. That's a fact.
I'm bringing that vibe where, okay, I want to hear someone talk that talk.
Come on.
You feel me? Pop that shit
that's
for
right.
real.
That's right.
I want to hear
y'all
somebody.
Please, y'all
know
please
saying.
Go check in, man. That's what he's that's
you
what he's talking
me?
About for sure.
Like,
for
talk
sure.
that talk, but pop your shit.
That's
still
right.
be you.
That's
you know
right,
saying?
Bro. That's right.
Be wholesome.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying? Be you, but just be wholesome.
Be wholesome.
Don't give these folks a reason to really try and find no way.
Come on.
To put you down.
That's right. That's right. You feel me? Just expression through art, bro. That's why I am an artist, bro. That's real, man. Yeah. That's real. I respect that. Ghost in the studio. What's that one thing or that two things you gotta have with you when you record? CEO, what's that one thing you gotta always have with him?
What you think, bro? Huh? Yeah, I need some liquor. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I need some liquor. Yeah, I could do. I like smoking, but I could do without smoking.
That's real. You gotta have a nice little.
If I have a liquor,
that's it.
I'll be straight.
That's
I'll
real.
Be straight
that's real. For sure, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
I'm straight for sure.
You as a proud African, man, you also mentioned that Akon was one of your favorite artists.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, do you with that, man? Do you plan on going back? You know, as well, just a visit as well, and also when's the last time you've been back?
I ain't never been back. I was trying to go back in 2021, and I got shot, and I couldn't go nowhere. So,
okay,
man, I was so hurt because I really wanted to go. Like, it was my first time since I came.
Gotcha.
And I got so much family there, so like I know when I came, I wanted him to come.
Gotcha.
I was like, man, like it's gonna be a parade when I get back.
Wow, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because like I'm named after my dad, but he the head of the family.
Gotcha.
And he the fourth.
Gotcha.
I'm the fourth. You know what I'm saying? And how I'm looked at in my current family right now, I'm looked at, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the glue of the family.
Come
you know
on,
what I'm
man.
Saying?
That's so, dope. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the one who, I fly to London.
Yeah.
And I call my mom, hey, mom, who know in London? Oh, so-and-so, send me the number. Not even knowing I'm in London. And then she sent me the number. I don't know, FaceTime. What's up, mom? Meet my cousin for the first time.
Wow.
You feel me? That's who I am. So like,
wow, that's dope, bro.
Yeah,
that's dope. That's dope, man. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
And like, we speaking back on Akon. Like, what's, you know, like you seen what he has done,
man? What
as a brother from the motherland? How does that inspire you, man?
Man, what Akon has done is so beautiful. And he got it. He got in and got out. He got what he wanted. Okay, I got this. I'm out.
But you just mentioned the same thing about like how, you know, when I'm an artist, Ghost is the humanitarian.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghost is, you know, one who's putting things out on this land for others to, bro. Like you're
getting that platform.
Come on, bro.
And Akon's crazy. I met him when I was in sixth grade at the mall, Georgia.
That's dope, dope.
Me and my partner was there and he pulled up and like, I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know what it was. All so white though.
Futuristic.
But he hopped out. I run by. I was a fan, bro.
Gotcha.
He hopped out. I'm standing behind the car, like, bro, that's Akon. I heard him laugh. I knew his laugh. I'm like, that's Akon, bro.
Right.
He stepped out with the bust down.
Gotcha.
The Nikes didn't have bust downs on. I said, God damn. And he's like, you got me.
That's crazy, bro.
You feel me? With a little bad team with him. I'm like, who that is? You feel me? Like, I saw him in the mall. Folks like, wow, bro, that Akon. I'm like, yeah, that my cousin.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
that's it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro. That's real. That's what's
for real.
Man. Yeah, he definitely, bro, like you said, got in, got out.
Yeah.
Did what he was supposed to do.
Kicked the
remain
door
a legend.
And he in Africa right now bringing light and electricity over there.
That's right.
Like he doing his thing. Like,
wow.
I see myself doing something like that one day.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
So like,
I respect that.
He doing
I
it.
That.
You feel
That's
me?
What's up.
He
I
doing
respect
it.
That. Man, filling the plate for your fans. My day wouldn't be the same without.
My day wouldn't be the same without. Shit. I don't even know.
Gotcha.
My day wouldn't be saying without right now or every
just on the norm, just like you
on
know,
the
it
norm.
Be just on the norm.
My day wouldn't be good without a glass of wine.
Gotcha, that's real. That's real, bro. That's real. Do you red, white? Do you have a favorite?
Red.
Do you have a favorite?
I like the Snoop Dogg one. Yeah.
That's slept on, bro.
Yeah, I hope
it's
fine.
Good. Yeah,
I gave
slept
you some
on.
Wine.
That's real, bro. That's real. Definitely. That's what's up. Definitely,
okay.
Man. Definitely, man. So you've been rapping since the age of?
I'm a rapper. Consistently?
Well, this is a two-part question.
Yeah.
You've been rapping, just rapping. Started rapping at the age?
I started rapping at like 7.
When did you start taking it serious?
Right when I was like 20, 21.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What caused that shift where you was like, okay, I'm all in. This is what I'm doing.
Really disappointed. This is where I was in life. Like, I was using the thing that got me out, I was thinking, okay, this is what I love, this is what I really want to do. But once I got to the point where I got where I didn't really need it no more, it's paying me, I'm straight. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? It's not doing nothing for me else over here.
Gotcha.
It's taking me over here. I don't really want to be over there.
Right.
Over with.
Gotcha.
I said, I can make that same money over here.
Gotcha.
And did it.
That's real, bro.
And did
real, it. And did it. And was able to be with family while I'm doing it.
Yep.
Come on, bro. That's yep. real. That's real.
I
man.
Cherish that more than
come
more
on,
than that.
Bro.
I can still go to the gym and
that's
do
right.
what I gotta do, go hoop.
That's real.
But with this,
come on.
Yeah.
That's real.
I'll take that.
Respect. Yeah. Respect. Respect that, bro. All right, man. Let me ask you this, man. How has your sound evolved over these years? You know?
Man, I'm really trying to like that's what we're talking about in 2024. I got more. I could say I got more lyrical. I could talk about more stuff without using too many cuss words,
gotcha.
Using too much
gotcha.
Fillers, you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? Stuff
gotcha.
Like that. So, but what I really want to get better at is like my production when it comes to videos.
Gotcha.
Like, that's what I really, 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 really want to take seriously.
Gotcha. You saying or working with different videographers?
No, like I'm trying to lock in with like I got right now. Shout out Cooley, Cooley 226. I'm working with Cooley 226. Shout out Tony OG, NDO Productions.
Gotcha. For sure.
But I'm really just trying to lock in with. I'm just really locked in with Cooley and Tony.
Yeah, that's dope.
Really, yeah, so I'm because I can go to different other ones stuff like that,
right,
but
right
now I need y'all, and I feel like y'all can. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can grow with me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so, real. That's real.
You feel me? And I'll never leave y'all behind.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
Respect so, that. Yeah. Respect that. That's dope,
for
bro.
Sure.
Dope. Let me ask you this, man. How do you deal, you know, everything you're going on now as an artist? You know how this industry is, bro.
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with the politics? How do y'all deal with the politics, man? Like, it's a lot going on out here, bro. Like, how do y'all deal with it?
Man, I don't know. You just stay out the way. You stay,
gotcha.
You stay in your own circle.
Gotcha.
We got our own thing going on, so we ain't too much worried about
everybody
else.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They got to be worried about us.
Gotcha. That's real.
You feel me? We ain't got nothing to say. We chilling.
That's real. That's real. Respect that. Respect that, man. How does, you know, like you mentioned, you know, of course, you know, being on the north side.
Yeah.
You know, how does where you live affect your music career as well? Or even from?
See,
you know?
Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to cap Gwinnett.
Go ahead.
The police up there just
gotcha.
They just anal. Like,
gotcha.
Like I don't even say like most people think Gwinnett just
right.
Just suburbs. Oh nah.
Gotcha.
Like, most he don't like coming to Gwinnett.
Like, gotcha. It's like
you
that.
Feel me? Like,
no, I understand that.
You don't like people don't want to come to Gwinnett.
I gotcha.
You feel me? Like
gotcha.
Cause the police just they don't play by the rules for real.
Gotcha.
They do what they feel. If
gotcha.
They feel type of way, they gonna handle it that way.
Yep.
They feel this type of way, they're gonna handle it. If you hurt their feelings, they're gonna ruin your life.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is for real.
Wow.
You feel me?
Gotcha. Man, outside of music, man, like, you know, like for your fans, outside of music, what's that one thing, your hobby, that your fans would be interested to know? You know, they know you play basketball.
Yeah.
What's that hobby that you do that they be like, dang, I ain't no ghost did that?
I ain't never did this, but I really wanna do it. I wanna go, like, I mean, a hobby I do. I got a boat.
Gotcha.
So I bought me a boat.
That's
so,
hard, bro.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I tried to get him on there one time, but
yeah.
He ain't come yet. But we gonna, you know what I'm saying? I got a boat. I like going on a boat.
That's hard,
just
bro.
Go park on the island.
Bro, that's real. That's real.
Build a little campfire.
That's
get
dope,
some drinks.
Bro.
Drink
that's
out
dope.
There. Just kick it.
Bro,
me
like,
and a couple bros. You feel
bro,
me?
That. Bro, now look. As soon as you said that, I'm like, bro, that's why your music be such a vibe.
I be
bro.
Chilling, man. Like,
like, your music be a vibe like
anybody
that,
got a problem with me?
That's real.
I'm type person. If anybody got a problem with me?
Gotcha.
It's their fault. It's their fault. If it's my fault, we can talk about hold myself accountable.
Bro, you saying something?
You feel me?
You saying
but
something?
If you got a problem with me to this day, it's your fault.
Gotcha.
I don't buy nobody.
That's
bro.
Real, bro.
But I'm not. Yeah, but also. I'm not a hoe. Like,
gotcha. No,
you
no,
feel me? Like,
you, look, you spoke on
I'm
that.
I'm wholesome.
Be wholesome.
You feel me?
You spoke on
I'm
that.
Very wholesome.
Wholesome. You spoke on
you
that.
You feel me? But don't let that.
Don't let that.
Don't let that fool you. Thinking,
bro,
thinking I'm a hoe.
Folks
you feel
will try,
me? Like,
folks will try that, bro, to the T. That's a fact.
To
bro.
The T.
Like, don't let my kindness be weakness,
yeah.
man. Like, that's a fact. Bro.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I'm a child of God.
That's right, bro. Come on.
But God did do the flood. He got rid of all them folks.
Come on, bro. That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. That's a fact, man. Let me ask you, bro, man. Ghost married?
Yeah.
Barry?
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up, yeah. bro. All right, that's what's up. Yeah. Man, that's how long you been yeah. married?
I've been married almost 3 years.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Almost 3 years.
Speak to these young men, man. Talk to them, man. How's the marriage like?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know how, like, when you, if you before you got married, people tell you if you got married, don't get married.
Yes.
I say get married, but before you get married, have a conversation. Like, have a real conversation.
Honest.
Like about this is who I am.
That's a fact.
And you cannot change these certain things about me, but
I have to I would
have to change certain things about what I got going on for you, and I'll do it willingly.
That's a fact.
But if you can't do the things for me, then we don't need to get married.
That's
because
a fact,
if you
bro.
Do it, if you don't do that,
that's a fact.
And you get married, then you are gonna have all types of problems.
Some people
can't go through adversity the way you go through adversity.
Come on, bro, that's
you
a
feel
fact.
Me? So,
that's a fact. Marriage is duty, ain't it? It's duty.
Man, what?
It's duty.
Man.
It's duty, man.
And the thing about it is, like, I got married and I don't even believe in monogamy.
Gotcha.
You feel me? So I sacrificed that.
Come on.
You feel
I gotcha.
Me?
I understand what you're saying.
I sacrificed that. I believe in polygamy. You
gotcha.
Feel me? I don't
just
believe
even,
like, you
bro,
feel me? Like, still loyal, but everything.
I no, I understand, because
yeah.
I'm even thinking about Akon as
yeah,
you speak on that.
Yeah,
it's still loyal.
Still loyalty, saying. But it's a different structure.
Gotcha.
You feel me? But it's certain things. In marriage, you got to compromise.
That's
you got to talk things out.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's a fact.
But
it's the most humble
yeah.
thing in this world you can
yeah.
do. Marriage.
The most humble
thing.
Thing
you can do, bro.
And
that's
most selfless
fact.
Thing
that's
to
real,
do.
Because
as men, we don't benefit.
Come on, bro.
We don't benefit nothing. You feel me? But hey, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take it and gotta
keep going. I love it. That's real, bro. That's real.
They benefit everything. You feel me?
No, bro, you said so. That's a fact, bro. That's a fact, bro. Let me ask you, man. In the industry, man, is competition necessary?
I definitely say competition is necessary because it helps your growth. It helps your imagination.
I respect that.
It helps you come up with different ideas you
right.
never thought of.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
Respect that.
Competition, friendly competition in your circle is necessary.
That's a fact, bro.
You feel
like,
me?
Sharpen,
but
bro.
It don't work
each
if,
other,
if
bro.
It don't work if you in a circle with people who not your kind.
Come on, bro.
You feel
that's
me?
A
you
fact,
gotta be my
bro.
Kind to understand
that's a
that.
Fact.
I'm
that's
not
a fact.
Trying to be in competition with you. I'm trying to iron sharpen iron.
Bro, I'm like I always say, man, the slingshot, bro. Like, you know, you bit, I'm gonna catch it. Now I'm gonna sling it up, you catch it, and bro, we just going to the top, bro. Like, teach me, like teach me something, bro. I don't know, but yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, bro. That's
facts.
Real. That's real, bro, man.
Facts.
Man, let me ask you this, man. You know, because you're wholesome, you know, like, what's that one feature in this game, regardless of what the financial gain, regardless of the clout, what's that one feature you like, man, before it's all said and done? This is what I gotta get this feature.
A feature for somebody?
A feature with somebody, another artist.
Oh, I ain't gonna. Now we're like that. Yeah.
Just, bro, like that, you know, as long as he or she is living, that person, doesn't even matter.
You got one person? I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, well, if you had to, go ahead. If you had to, go ahead.
I gotta get one Akon.
Come on, bro, that.
I gotta get one Akon.
Out of here. Okay. Out of here. What's the second one? What's the second one?
The second one? I don't know. I think
on some real
shit, RP Takeoff. I'm gonna have to get one Takeoff.
Bro, that's real. Bro, that's
real.
Real
Northside, bro. Real Northside legend.
Northside, bro. That's real, bro.
Real Northside legend.
Wow. Wow. I respect that, bro. I respect that. That's dope. That's dope, man. Definitely, definitely. All right, for sure, man.
And like, the crazy thing about them people, a lot of people, like when Migos took off, thought Migos is them three. Nah, Migos is...
Wait a minute, hold up. Where you going with this? What do you mean?
Like, people thought Migos was just three people.
I thought Migos... Where you going?
Migos is not just three people.
Where you going with this?
If you come on the north side, you'd be like, yo...
You not saying... What's
are you
name?
A Migo? You feel me? Migos is Skipper the Flipper.
Skipper. That's what I'm about to say.
Migos
there
is Mango
yes,
Fool.
Yes, yes, bro. Yes.
Migos is Domingo.
Yes, bro. Yes.
You feel me? Like,
gotcha.
Migos is a lot of... You feel
gotcha.
Me? They used to put to the club 100 deep.
Wow.
All Migos. You say one wrong thing to the wrong person,
wow.
that person... Boop, boop, boop. Come outside.
Wow. Gotcha.
Migos,
that's crazy,
you feel
bro.
Me?
That's Northside shit. We ain't privy to,
you
bro.
Feel
that's
me?
That's
like,
crazy. Yeah. That's what's up. Damn, that's
they
crazy.
They a family, bro.
Gotcha.
Like,
that's real.
It's deeper than that. Like, people think, wow. Oh, the Migos. Like, gotcha. You come from the north side, you like, man, there's a lot of Migos. Gotcha. I got a lot of partners who Migos.
Right, right.
You
that's
know
dope.
What
that's
like,
dope.
Shout out Curtis Blow, man. Cut out the perk.
Yeah, gotcha. For sure. Shout out to him, man. Really that's like, what's up. Damn, that's what's up.
For real.
Wow, bro. Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
didn't know that's
man.
How they... I didn't know, but it makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Though, like my homegirl used to date Takeoff.
Wow.
Yeah, she stayed down the street from me.
Small world. That's great,
like,
bro.
It's small world.
Yeah, man. That's great. That's what's up, bro. Definitely, bro. True. Definitely, man. So what you think, you know, on the north side right now, who's taking it? Who's taking it up there, bro? And Atlanta wide open right now. It's wide open.
On the north side.
Ghost, what's up? Like,
I don't even know.
What's up? Who,
the one I see is what's his name? MK.
Gotcha. Who's this?
MK going up. He a young dude.
Not Privy.
Yeah, he a young dude.
Gotcha. Okay. Dope.
Yeah, he doing his thing.
Gotcha.
You know, he doing his thing for sure.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. That's somebody you be interested in collabing with as well?
I don't know about collab. I mean, we probably definitely would collab.
Gotcha, for sure.
Could collab, but
gotcha.
I'm that's not someone I'll reach out to like.
I see. You got your own, you know.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
that's not
something I would really pursue. I pursue other artists I feel
gotcha.
Like would align with something that's more longevity. I mean, I don't really know dude like that, so.
Okay, gotcha, for sure.
I
for
can't
sure.
close that door.
Gotcha,
but
I feel you.
I definitely love to work
with
him.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it starts, just like that. That's how it starts, you know what? For sure. Let me ask you this, man. If you could open for anybody in the game right now, who would that one artist be?
DeVito.
DeVito, hard. Bro, you going, that boy went straight to triple platinum. He's playing, he said, what y'all rapping to, man?
I'm telling you, boy, that's a bigger platform, boy.
Went straight, bro, what? Come on, that's dope. That's
like,
dope, bro.
Afro music, like, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy how, like, growing up,
come on.
They used to look at Africans like, oh, you an African booty scratcher. Boo. Now y'all vibing to our music, you feel me? Y'all going crazy.
I saw your previous interview, bro. You said it.
Yeah, like
it's something I'm gonna start tapping into.
Yeah, like
bro,
I'm gonna really start tapping into it because, like, and I know a lot of African owners, club owners in Atlanta.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
Y'all have a
community
union going on. It's a real family. Nah, I believe it. I believe it, bro. That's dope. That's dope.
Like,
bro,
shout out DeVito, shout out E Cool. E Cool, that's the DeVito DJ.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I'm tapped in with him.
Gotcha, for sure,
you feel
for
me?
Sure.
Like, yeah.
That's
like,
that's what's up.
If I took that route,
come on.
It'd really be a much easier route.
Bro, but it's big, but you, bro, like Ghost, you can't be limited.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
what I'm
saying. That's a fact. You can't be, so you didn't even know, you know.
And I did a feature on one song. It was kind of Afrobeat song. Shout out Tambo. I did a feature on one of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't released it yet, but
gotcha.
I heard it. I'm like, damn, like that kind of hard. Like
gotcha.
I never knew I could come
like
that.
That.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right, for real.
So that's why I'm like, dang, I just got to pick up on the pigeon
gotcha.
On the pigeon English.
Gotcha.
Cause I understand it, but
gotcha.
I don't really know how to speak it like that.
For sure.
You know what
for
saying?
Sure. That's what's up.
So I got to pick up on that, and I could really go crazy.
That's
with that.
That's dope. That's dope. Besides, let me ask you. Besides Africa. One place in the world, 1 week, all inclusive, everything paid for. Where do you travel?
I ain't gonna lie. What's that place called? I wanna go to Turks and Caicos.
I knew you were going. As soon as you said, what's that place called?
I wanna go there.
Bro, that's my spot too. That's where I wanna go.
Drake be making that hole look so beautiful.
Bro.
I'm like,
he stay there, don't he?
Yeah, bro,
he stay there,
damn,
bro.
Yeah. I'm
bro,
like,
damn,
bro, you
that's
there 24/7. Ain't you from Canada?
He always in Turks, bro.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie.
Fact. That's hard, bro.
He
yeah.
made me want to go to Turks.
Yeah, bro, like, it's different,
and
bro.
Buy some property out there or something.
That's, bro, that's the goal, bro. That's my 2025 goal, bro. Turks and Caicos. I gotta go.
Gotta go.
That's real. That's real. For
gotta
sure.
Go.
For sure.
I don't even know how expensive it is, but I gotta go.
No, but just, yeah, bro, it's inclusive, bro. It ain't
oh,
one of
real?
Places. No, I'm saying it ain't one of places. It ain't like, what am I saying? Like the Caribbeans.
Oh, yo.
It's like, you know, you and Turks is a little different. You know what
oh, okay.
I'm saying? Like, yeah, it ain't just, you know, touristy.
Oh, yeah, I got
people
go
there. Yeah, it's like other, you know,
yeah,
so for real. That's
I
dope.
Go.
That's dope. Man, they'll be at, for the fans, bro. I like to dissect, you know, the artist, man. One fast food restaurant the rest of your life. Can't eat anywhere else. Where do you go?
Fast food, I say. Slotsky's.
Where is that?
You never heard of Slotsky's?
Never have.
You ever heard of Slotsky's?
Damn, I never. Where is that?
It's like, not.
And what type of food is it?
It's like sandwiches.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like hot, like a better Arby's. I ain't never ate an Arby's, because Arby's are disgusting.
So you, but it's like all your, like your Reubens or?
Yeah, like sandwiches
all the,
like that.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Classic turkey, all
the. I'm a simple dude, but I
gotcha.
I'd rather just, give me a sandwich. I get some Subway,
gotcha.
Firehouse. Ain't too much to please me.
I was gonna say too, also because you professional athlete as well. Yeah. That stems from you always trying to eat healthy.
I eat healthy, yeah.
That's real.
I care about
that.
My body.
Respect
I care
that.
About, you know what I'm saying? I care about all that. I'm
I not respect gonna, that.
I'm not gonna eat a whole bunch of junk.
Gotcha. I respect yeah. that. And it also growing up too.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't even, everything, pretty much everything was cooked.
Oh,
like
yeah.
y'all see, wouldn't even, that wouldn't even.
See, about that, my mom used to get mad because like, I ain't really like African food.
Gotcha.
Still really, I mean, I dibble and dabble in it now, yeah. but. I really didn't like it was too hot.
Gotcha.
It was too spicy.
Wow.
Like I used to have to eat with a cup of ice water,
just like
a cup
that.
Of cold water, and a cup of water full of ice.
That's crazy.
You feel me? I used to put a cup gotcha. Of I used to put an ice cube in my mouth, eat,
gotcha.
Drink the ice cold water, drink the cold water, then repeat.
Yeah. Just
like it was dang, too hot, so wow. like I couldn't. I used to start rebelling. Like I'm not eating this.
I mean, this, hey, bro, that's real.
It's over.
Man, it's a restaurant downtown. I think it's 9 degrees south.
Yeah.
I think African, bro, some of the best African food
yeah.
in the city.
See, it's good. Like, my mom think I don't like the food. It's good. It's just that
gotcha.
You scarred me.
Gotcha.
You scarred me, mama. I'm sorry.
That's
it was hot.
Yeah, that's real.
I know
that's
I was born
real.
There, but
that's
I'm
real. Yeah,
from here.
Real. Don't pin me. That's real, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Having more time or money, which one means the most?
More time.
Gotcha. Respect yeah. that. Respect it. Why is that?
Because when you got more time to make some more money.
Bar.
For real.
That's a wordsmith, y'all. That's a wordsmith. That's
yeah.
real. That's
yeah.
real. You got more time. You got more money.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a bar. Yeah. That's yeah. a bar. Respect that, man. Let me ask you, man, what's next for you? Like, over this overall picture, what's next for you?
Man, I'm trying to really grow and really, really invest myself in the right way.
That's
for real.
Because,
like, when I came into the music industry, I ain't really understand, like, none of this junk. Like, there's conversations I still need to have with bro right
gotcha.
Here, like, about, like, publishing and
gotcha.
and just stuff like that. Like, the stuff that happened behind
that's
scenes.
That's right, that's right.
Because I don't want to be a slave in this game.
Come on, bro.
You feel me? I want to understand and know this game. And that's one dude who, like, that's my brother. Like, he
man,
showed me through
CEO,
everything.
Man.
You
that's
feel
what's
me?
Up. That's real. That's real.
He showed
that's
me through
real.
Everything, every
that's
phase
right.
of my life.
That's dope.
He's here for me. You
that's
feel me?
Up.
And knowledge.
That's
we
right.
bounce knowledge
come
off
on,
each other.
Bro.
So, yo, that's somebody I wanna really grow with.
That's right.
Learn from.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? And help grow as well.
That's right. For sure, bro. Respect that, man. Respect that, man. When it's all said and done, what's Ghost's legacy?
Ghost gonna be somebody who changed his whole family life.
Come on, man.
Not only my family here, but my family back at home.
That's right.
Somebody who every holiday, big holidays, doing give backs.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Take care of kids in the community, donate to school, donate
respect
to college.
That.
Just trying to, I'm thinking bigger. I'm trying to,
come on, bro.
I'm trying to go travel the world.
Come on, bro. That's right.
I'm trying to go learn the truth, not what they teach us in school. I'm trying to go learn the truth for real. So,
saying something then, bro.
Yeah.
Saying something.
Yeah.
That's a fact, bro. Let me ask you this, man. With $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning, what changes about you?
A lot.
Speak on it.
My accessibility.
Gotcha.
So,
hold on.
Yes.
He said, see yo. He said, yo. I'm out here. He said, you ain't pulling up on me.
What? I'm about to be sitting on acres. Straight
on,
ghost. Straight ghost.
And ladies and gentlemen,
what?
There you have it. Ghost.
I'm telling you.
No, that's real, bro. That's real. But no, I feel you, bro. And you spoke on that, bro. Like, I know that type of money, bro. You,
yeah.
bro, you would.
Wait, what?
Drop, come on, bro.
Make music? What?
I know
nah,
you would Akon would have.
But what?
Y'all be, bro, like creating everything. bro, like, that's real.
I got 50 million. I'm calling him, say, hey, bro, we up. What we doing?
What we doing?
What we doing?
What we doing? That's a fact, bro.
Yeah, look, I'm going to plumbing you right now. We're going to figure something out. We ain't got to do this no more. This passive income goes.
Right, no, that's real, bro. Respect that.
Real.
Man, do you have anything, man, for your fans, bro? Just before we get out of here, do you have anything for your fans?
Yeah, man. Tap in, man. Watch my video. Be wholesome, man.
Come on.
Watch Big Racks, man. Got a whole lot of music, a whole lot of projects, a whole lot of visuals coming soon, man. Come book at Wolfpack Studios, man. Tap in, man. Wolfpack Studios on Instagram, man.
Definitely.
Come check us out, man. We're going crazy. Shout out to Tony OG.
And Wolfpack Studios is going to be in the link on this interview on YouTube as well.
Shout out Tony OG, shout out Wolfpack Blue Monster,
shout out
Heavy.
Come on, dope.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Go check that. Who that is? That's music video, Wolfpack Blue. We going crazy, on, man. We taking off.
That's what's up, bro.
For real, man. That's the biggest in the city.
Come on, man. And this is what I always ask, man. If you could look into this camera for the future fan that's watching this right now, explain to them why they should follow you from here on out.
Because I ain't gonna lie. My story, like, I'm doing the interview right now, you probably like, oh, man, I learned a lot about you, man. There's a lot I learn about myself every day.
Come on.
About my life, about my family, about this country, about the world. So you tapping with me, man, you gonna realize once you learn my full story, there's nothing that you're going through that you can't go through without God, for real. Like,
it's real.
I done beat the odds. I done beat the numbers.
Come on.
I done beat the statistics, and they're still trying to make me fall.
Gotcha.
But fuck them, we're going to ball.
We're going to ball. Come on, bro. Let's go, Seattle. Let's go, man.
Nah, for real.
Come on, bro. Bro, I respect that, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's been a pleasure. As tradition on the Integrity Response, if you can reach into that bowl, grab one fortune cookie. If you can open it, read it to your fans, and we leave up out of here just like that, man.
Do it.
You already know it. Know it.
Do I gotta break it or just pull it out?
You pull it, whatever. Yep. Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, this is real. Oh.
Cool.
Oh, this is real.
Oh, yeah.
Self-respect is the root of discipline. If you don't respect yourself, you ain't gonna discipline yourself. It's big facts.
Wow.
Be harder on yourself than anybody else.
Wow. Bar.
Big facts.
Spoken from Ghost, the Integrity Response, brother. It's been a pleasure. Ghost, please go tap into everything he's doing online, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, everything. Follow this man's movement. It's more than music, as you can see. This man is here for the distance. He's here in the marathon. We signing off. The Integrity Response, Ghost, been a pleasure, bro.
Been a pleasure, my boy.
Yeah.